Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And I'd like to begin the broadcast today by reading a portion of Psalm 46, which begins, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Praise God. Aren't you glad for the word of the Lord? One of my favorite verses, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Further on in that psalm, the word says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And in verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. No matter what you might be going through today, in this very hour, know that the God of Jacob is your refuge if you have made Jesus Savior and Lord of your life. And I wanted to speak to you about weathering the storms of life. All of us go through the lives that we live, and we never know when storms are going to hit. Sometimes the storms we cause are the things that, decisions or actions we make, but many times the storms are just unexpected, and the battles and the trials that we go through sometimes can be just overwhelming and consuming. And what's the result of that? Well, as a result, we tend to get short-tempered, don't we? Or irritable. And there are remedies in the Word of God that we, when we are in a place of storm, that as we hear the Word of the Lord, we can restore calm and peace and tranquility to our souls. We may not be able to still the storm that is raging around us at the moment, but inside, you see, the important thing is not to let the storm get inside of you. Once the storm gets inside, then we've got problems. Just think about what I read in Psalm 46. The psalmist said, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. What could be more dramatic or overwhelming or catastrophic on a natural physical level than something like that? Imagine, mountains being thrown into the sea. We're talking like a major cataclysmic earthquake. But the psalmist is saying, we will not fear because God is our refuge and our strength. Strength to grow through the storm and the battle, but also a place of refuge. And so as we look at what the Word has to tell us, what is one of the first things we can do when we're in the middle of a storm? Well, that is what the psalm mentioned, be still and know that I am God. Right where you are in life, He's not just the creator God of the entire universe, which He is, but He is the God of your life. And remember, as we look at the Old Testament in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 12, the Lord hallowed the seventh day of the week, the Sabbath day, as a time of rest in which no work should be done, to parallel the rest that the Lord entered into on the day, in the days of creation. He created in 6 days, and on the seventh day he hallowed that day as the Sabbath day, a day of rest. And there's a passage in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus is with his disciples. This is the sixth chapter. And they had been ministering to the multitudes. They had been fed. And in verse 34, he said unto them, this is Jesus speaking, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. Well, they had been so busy and so active, they didn't even have a chance to eat. And so the Lord was telling them, let's draw aside. Let's find a quiet place to be alone and still. And sometimes we get so busy, we just fall into exhaustion, into our easy chair or bed at the very end of the day. And this rest that the Lord is commanding, it's actually a commandment, because that's in the Ten Commandments, that we need to hallow the Sabbath day. And that's important, that every one of us have a day of rest. But also, it's important to have little quiet times, I think, throughout the day, but especially as we go into a storm. We need time for God, and that he, in that quiet time, can speak to us. We want answers quick, but sometimes God just requires that we get quiet and come alone with him. We need to come to that quiet place. There is a true rest with God as we do that. And then what's another way that we can counteract the storms in our lives? Well, James, the first chapter, verse 17, that says, every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. Every good and perfect gift. So everything, every blessing we have in our life, every good thing comes from the Lord. And so the second thing we need to do and remember as we go through the storms of life is to be thankful. You know, if we are praising and thanking him, perhaps there may be less storms in our lives. Think about that. In Philippians, the fourth chapter, the word of the Lord says, let me turn to that quickly. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then in Colossians, the fourth chapter, in verse 2, the word says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So we're to be vigilant in prayer with thanksgiving. You know, if you can't have what you want, it might be a good idea to want what you have. Be grateful for what God has given you. And this involves a change in our perspective. That's so important. You know, the old adage, you're looking at a glass of water, it's either half full or half empty. And with the negativity and the evil and the bad reports that surround us in this world, it's very easy to accept a negative mentality, a negative mindset. And so sometimes we have to really battle to look for the positive ways and the good ways and the good things that we have at our immediate disposal, the way God has blessed us. And that may be a challenge for some, perhaps more than others, but we do need to be thankful, because that is what the Word enjoins us to be. And then we need to be open. In Galatians, the sixth chapter, verse 10, the word says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So as we go through our day-to-day lives, God is working, desiring to interact with each one of us every day, and he presents opportunities, and we have to be open and sensitive to recognize them as opportunities. We have to be open to the challenges of life and be open to look outside of our immediate world, to be open-minded and open-hearted, and that's perhaps one of the hardest things we have to do. We we have to have God's priorities. Not my will, but thy will be done. And many, if you're honest, will say, well, Lord, we want to do your will as long as it doesn't cost too much. That's the self nature. But if we're led by the Spirit, there is no greater joy. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. All right, well then, what's another way we can weather the storms of life is being positive. And others will look to you for that kind of encouragement. It's not easy, but we need to look for the positive. In Romans, the 14th chapter, verses 17 through 19, the word says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another." Praise God. So we're to live a life of goodness and peace. Let's not let the past dictate the future. We don't have to let the past be an anchor to keep you and to keep your heart's desires from being filled, to keep you from going forward. Sometimes we stop our future because of the past we've experienced. You know, the fact of the matter is bad things do happen to good people. But someone suggested we might create a list of the things you like to do and kind of balance those enjoyable things against your chores and responsibilities and duties and the things that you have to do. Be thankful for all the good things. You know, this is a very real way that we can weather and combat the storms of life. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop right now and share just a portion of a letter from a brother writing recently from Sam Bruno. And he writes, "Dear Judith, I write in awe right now. Last night in Bible school, as he was there for teaching, the parable of the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25, and they were speaking on how the love of the Lord and our fellow man fulfills the law." And he said, "And tonight on KFAX, you taught the same lesson. I would think you attended my church in South San Francisco." And he goes on to say, the way the Spirit moves in perfect unity across the world is so incredible. The word of knowledge is a gift God has given you. Thank you. You read Jeremiah 29:11 in closing out of your message, and that verse is emblazoned on my Bible cover. Wow, this is wonderful. Thank you in Jesus' love. A brother writing from San Bruno. Well, it is a wonderful thing when the Holy Spirit just highlights and ministers in such personal, special ways in our lives. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and all glory goes to Jesus. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.